from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. First, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Live video content every single day on the 94WIP feed. And today, for the first time, maybe all year, I'm frustrated with the Phillies. The Phillies are frustrating right now. Three straight series losses. That was a brutal loss yesterday. One of the worst of the season. And there haven't been that many, but that was one of the worst losses of the season. To build the 4-1 lead, to get a good pitch, you know, well-pitched game from Aaron Nola, and then to watch it disappear because the bullpen right now just can't throw strikes. Kirkering is in a rough spot. Soto, if this was an audition the last two times for a bull, you know, a high leverage role, he's failed the audition. He has not earned this thing. And then, of course, you know, Brandon Marsh in left field has to catch that baseball. I mean, he has to catch the baseball. It is ridiculous to see that ball fall in there and this thing come off the rails. So the Phillies lose the series. They lose a series before that to the Pirates. They lose a series before that to the A's. Three straight series losses for the first time this season. And the Phillies are lucky right now that the Atlanta Braves can't get out of their own way, that the Braves are not playing good baseball right now. In fact, the Braves could be caught by the Mets by the end of the weekend. Those two teams are going to face off for four, started tonight, and the Mets are red hot right now. So the Braves have, you know, the Braves have to hold on to the top wild card spot, let alone try to catch the Phillies. The division is not in peril. That's not the issue. But right now, you watch the Phillies and the team, the way they're playing today, that's not World Series caliber. And they've got two mile markers, one between now and Tuesday, July 30th at 6 p.m., and that's on Dave Dombrowski. That's what I want to talk about. And the next mile marker is to regroup or recalibrate between now and the end of September when the playoffs start. That's now what is important for the Phillies. That's the reality of where they're at. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to win the division. But they need to get this thing rolling again by the time the real stuff starts. And I'm putting this now on Dave Dombrowski. So after the game yesterday, Bryce Harper said Dombrowski will do what he has to if he wants to. And I thought it was a really interesting way of framing it. I thought it was a little bit of a look back at last year when the Phillies really, I thought, punted at the MLB trade deadline and really went not big enough. I thought they needed more to go and compete for a World Series than Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. That didn't cut it. And as we look forward to this trade deadline, the Phillies need more. They need more than what they did last year. They can't be fooled by Johan Rojas. They need to go figure out significant moves in the outfield and the bullpen. I know there's been rumors out there about potentially a starting pitcher. I still would be more surprised than I would be expecting that. I think the moves that need to be made are in the bullpen and in the outfield. They need an outfielder that not only is a platoon partner for Brandon Marsh, but they either need another guy or they need a hedge for Johan Rojas. And what I mean by that, I can't believe they're going to go down with the Rojas ship again and let him play and play every day. The guy can't hit. He cannot hit. And the more you watch it play out, the more you see it. We saw it last October. Teams will exploit it. But like, if they get a platoon partner for Brandon Marsh, okay. But they need to figure out if that player can also play against righties for Rojas. Like against lefties, he plays for Marsh. Okay. And then maybe that, you know, that other spot, you let Rojas play that day against the lefty, or you let Pache play against the lefty. Okay. But against righties, can the guy play? Can you get a starting outfielder? No team in baseball history has won a pennant when an outfield is weak statistically, OPS-wise, as this Phillies team. It's a thing. I mean, that is a serious thing that they're going to try to overcome. Now, I understand the context of they've got a, you know, MVP-level first baseman. They've got a big-time hitting shortstop right now. They've got a guy, you know, hitting cleanup at third base who, you know, could have 200 hits in a season and have 50-something doubles. They have a premier hitting catcher. Like, so they have things most other pennant winners don't, so they don't have their offense in the outfield. I get that. But it still stands out. And that's with a better run lately by Castellanos, 3 hits yesterday. You know, we've now moved to the point where Castellanos is the only trustworthy part of this outfield. That's a scary proposition. So Dave Dombrowski has to. It's not, we've moved from, well, what do they need more? The pitcher, the relief pitcher, or the bat? No, they need both. Dave Dombrowski has real work to do between now and the trade deadline to get this thing where it needs to be. They need an outfielder. It's non-negotiable. They need an outfielder. The other thing they need, and right now desperately, is a relief pitcher. They need an arm, and one that could get big outs in October. Because, you know, you go through it and think about, well, two things. One, what's going on right now? And they have a lot of guys that are just playing off. I mean, Alvarado's been not as good as you want him to be for a while. Gregory Soto had a nice run, but can we be real about Gregory Soto? Can we be honest? Do you want Gregory Soto anywhere near a leverage moment in October? I mean, do you? I don't. Two nights ago, it's a tightrope walk. Last night, he loses the game. I want him nowhere near a big spot. You want to come in the fifth to sixth inning in a game the Phillies are up 6-1 or down 6-1? You go for it. Go get 3 outs. I mean, you knock yourself out. That's great. But that's not where we're talking about here. That's not what the point of the trade deadline is. The point of the trade deadline is to find players that can affect leverage moments in the biggest moments of the 2024 postseason. And I've seen enough out of Gregory Soto for years now. Years, whether it be Detroit or here in Philadelphia, for me to know he's not a leverage reliever. That's not who he is. That's not who Gregory Soto has been or ever will be, or at least, you know, not now. You know, whatever. Maybe his career goes on, he changes, but not now. So Gregory Soto is not what you want, even though he's pitched better. You know, you have Alvarado who struggled for a while. Now Ryan Kirkering is starting to see some real command issues. Kirkering has gone from a guy who threw a lot of strikes, really, you know, high-level strikeout-to-walk ratio the first few months of the season, up to 5-6-1s, which is, you know, great. I mean, you get 3-4-1 out of a relief pitcher, you're taking that, especially if it's a high strikeout guy. You know, if you're getting 12 strikeouts, 11 strikeouts per nine, and you're in the, you know, less than 3 strikeouts, 3 walks per nine, you're taking that and run with it. And Kirkering was at, you know, about a 5 or 6-1 strikeout to walk ratio for a while, but that command has left him. He gets sweeper, you know, falls in love with the sweeper, and he can't do everything he needs to do to keep runners off base. It becomes a thing. And when you're 4-1 and you are walking guys, you're asking to lose the game. Now, I think Brandon Marsh was the more, you know, culpable guy last night, because he's got to catch that baseball. That is a catchable, certainly a catchable ball in the outfield. It has to be caught. But Kirkering put those guys on base. I mean, let's not forget how that happened. That didn't happen by accident. That happened because Kirkering put the guys on base there. So, you know, that's a problem right now. So the outfield, an issue. Again, no team has won a pennant with an outfield OPS this weak in baseball history. So, you know, the Phillies are working upstream here with an outfield that has a bat in Rojas that's a nothing, a bat that's responded and rebounded in Castellanos, and then Marsh, who did have a nice sack fly two nights ago. But Brandon Marsh has had, I would call it, a disappointing year. We're finding more and more out about Brandon Marsh. Had a big April. Since then, it's been, kind of blah. Kind of blah for Brandon Marsh. And he'll likely be the starter in the playoffs against righties and get good at-bats, at big at-bats. But not hit lefties. And whatever's going on with his elbow right now or shoulder, they got to get figured out, because they can't let him go out there and play like that. And this all now circles back to Dave Dombrowski. Last year, he did not do enough at the MLB trade deadline, and it came back to bite the Phillies. I go back to, you know, what the Diamondbacks did. getting a relief pitcher, getting Tommy Pham, working around the edges. And they found their way and made their way to October. And we saw what happened in the NLCS. The Phillies got zero. I mean, zero out of the two guys they traded for the deadline last year, Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro. And I mean, for October. I know Lorenzen obviously threw no hitter and all that, but they got nothing in October out of the two guys they traded for. They have to get multiple players in here that could play a real role in October. Again, they need an outfielder that could play for Marsh against lefties, but also be an option against righties. That's not a slouch. That's a real player they need. Is that Lane Thomas from the Nationals? Is Mark Canha? I don't know, but that they need that guy. They also need a real leverage relief pitcher. They need a guy that, if needed, if things go awry with Alvarado, if Soto can't graduate, if Kirkering has issues, like they could need their third best reliever of the playoffs to arrive by Tuesday night. They could need that. Because the Phillies don't exactly have, you know, your natural hard-throwing starter that goes to the bullpen and helps. You know, think about the way the rotation is going to set up in October. Obviously Wheeler, obviously Nola, Suarez, Sanchez. I think those will be your four. You know, could Tyler Phillips transition in this role? And I like the way he's pitched so far. Maybe, but we're asking a lot out of a kid that really just got here a few weeks ago. Tywin Walker's not that guy. You know, they don't have that guy. And from everything we understand, and it's unfortunate that, you know, a guy like Andrew Painter, who I think could have been that guy, he's not going to really pitch till next season. They're really, truly slow playing it. So organizationally, they don't have that guy. And Alvarado, Soto have the stuff to be that guy. Kirkering has the stuff to be that guy. But right now, all three are not in a good spot. I'm not even including Sir Anthony Dominguez because he's been so blah all year that I think you'd be foolish and it's a fool's errand to just start saying like, oh yeah, Sir Anthony ran out of form before the playoffs. Maybe. That'd be great. But the Phillies certainly can't count on it. So this now falls on Dave Dombrowski's lap. He's got a team that without question is going to the playoffs. He's got a team that without question has a chance to win the World Series and should be considered either the favorite or right there as a favorite to win the World Series. But they have legitimate holes. They have legitimate things that are missing here on this team. And Dombrowski's been through so many of these. I think in 2018 with the Red Sox, they traded for Steve Pearce, Ian Kinsler, and Nathan Eovaldi. And I think this could be a similar kind of deadline where he takes a team that's on pace for over 100 wins, on pace to win their division, clearly going to be in the playoffs, but he's got specific things he needs, and he's got to make multiple moves. I mean, maybe there'll be a deal where he can get, let's say, Finnegan and Lane Thomas, you know, Finnegan the relief pitcher, Lane Thomas the outfielder from the Washington Nationals, and it's kind of a twofer, one-stop shopping type of thing. That could happen. That certainly could happen, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, between now and the deadline at Tuesday at 6 o'clock, I want at least two players, if not three players. You know, if not a starting center fielder, a platoon left fielder, and a relief pitcher. I mean, that to me, that's not asking too much if the goal is to win the World Series. The goal is to have a cute regular season and win the division, because that's already accomplished. If the goal is to win the World Series, they need to figure things out and figure it out fast. Because the next few weeks could be choppy for the Phillies if they don't get some reinforcements. And the last thing on this, you know, I think sometimes a team needs it almost more from a mental perspective than they do the physical perspective. Like, can Topper use another reliever to bring out? Obviously. Could they use a platoon partner for Brandon Marsh? Clearly. Anyone could see that. But, you know, you listen to the players yesterday after the game, specifically Bryce Harper. He sounded annoyed, frustrated. And you realize that they could use that boost. Like, hey, we got Lane Thomas and Kyle Finnegan. Hey, we got Mark Canha. Hey, we got Carlos Estevez. Hey, we got Jake McCarthy. You know, whatever the combination of players, it boosts teams. You know, back in 2017, the Astros, when they didn't do much at the deadline, were kind of, you know, down and frustrated because they thought that they had done enough, you know, through July to push their front office to go in to add so they could get over the hump and win a World Series. And when the front office didn't, they were visibly upset and disappointed. And then they rectified that, you know, later on that month because that was still when the waiver trade period was still a thing. So you could acquire players through the end of August, and they acquired Justin Verlander, and it pushed them over the top to go win a World Series. And there was like a morale boost for the Astros because they realized the front office admitted their mistake, went and got them help, said, we believe in you. We're going to go spend an ad. Let's go. And that's part of this. You know, people spin it one of two ways. It could be like, well, we don't need anything. But the players are dragging right now. They're struggling. They could use a boost. They could use a morale boost, the missing piece. The same way we think about it, they might think about it as well in that clubhouse. Rough stretch for the Phillies right now. That's frustrating baseball yesterday in Minnesota. Throw strikes out of the bullpen. Catch the ball in the outfield. But all that said, this is now on Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski, the ball is in his court now to finish this thing. He's built a championship-caliber roster, but there's holes. There's holes in the outfield. There's holes in the bullpen. Go add multiple players between now and the deadline Tuesday at 6 p.m. If the goal is the World Series, which I believe it is for me, should be for you. I'm sure it's got to be for the Phillies, that Dave Dombrowski has a lot of work to do to go finish this thing and put this team back in position to look like a championship team. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Be locked into the feed. We'll bring you interviews from Eagles training camp coming up. Jalex Hunt is slated to join the show today on the Midday Show. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.